Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. An outbreak of COVID-19 aboard the state ferry Matanuska widened yesterday with sailing suspended for the AMH's sole operating main liner. Coast Alaska reports that state officials confirmed that 37 passengers and 24 vehicles from Bellingham had disembarked in Ketchikan yesterday morning, but additional sailings north were delayed with passengers and vehicles bound for Wrangell, Petersburg, Juneau, Haines, and Skagway in a holding pattern. Two crew members tested positive last week in the vessel's engineering department during a return voyage from Bellingham. Close contacts were tested last Wednesday, with results returning yesterday morning as the ferry arrived in Ketchikan. State transportation officials haven't said how many additional positive test results came back. The United States' northernmost paving project is scheduled to be completed this summer on Alaska's Dalton Highway.
It's a really big deal. It's an entirely unique project.
Alaska Department of Transportation Northern Region spokesperson Caitlin Fry says the $38 million project, which began last summer, targets the last 50 miles of the Dalton from the Brooks Range north to Dead Horse.
This was the section that got washed out in that big flooding event that happened several years ago. And since then, we have built the road up higher.
Fry says paving will help prevent fine materials from washing out of the gravel roadbed, which has made the section of highway rough for traffic, mostly trucks supplying the Prudhoe Bay oil field. She notes that the paving project is too remote to haul in pre-mixed hot asphalt from the nearest facility in Fairbanks, about 500 miles away.
The contractor is QAP, and they actually transported an asphalt plant all the way up there.
Fry says improvements in paving technology and equipment, including portable asphalt mixing machines, will aid maintenance of the new pavement once it's completed. I'm Dan Bross.